The one-year-old wild-born male wolf was fitted with a radio collar as part of the endangered population. Wildlife managers have used it to follow his movements for months. The Arizona Game and Fish Department recently attempted to relocate the wolf from the Woody Mountain Road area near Flagstaff using a helicopter, but wasn't successful. Jim DeVos is the agency's Mexican wolf coordinator and says its proximity to humans poses a threat to the animal.
Given its propensity to stay in and around housing, we wanted to move it away, take it back to eastern Arizona, where it had a much greater likelihood of finding a mate.
Wolf advocates, however, want to see it left alone and say it's an invaluable opportunity to study a rare dispersal to the Flagstaff area. Emily Wren is the executive director of the Grand Canyon Wolf Recovery Project.
We know that scientists have long concluded that this area is actually really good wolf habitat and is necessary for the recovery of the Mexican gray wolf.
Wildlife officials say they're waiting to see where the wolf travels next and don't have any immediate plans to relocate him. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.